Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now
this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go. Up first with a little something to say, it is our video producer, Producer Eddie. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey. I just want to say thank you to Mike D's wife. She is the official tutor of the Bobby Bones Show.
So she was tutoring Amy's kids, right?
Yeah, well, we haven't had to cash in on that just yet, but she, yes, is there.
She offered.
She offered. Well, I've already taken her up on the offer because she was at my house last night tutoring my 14-year-old.
In what subject?
Oh, math, science. Dude, she is so smart. Like, the stuff he's doing for science is crazy. It's like there are numbers like N1 plus 95, 74. And she holds a flashcard up and she's like, what is that? And he's like, sulfate nitrate. What? How did you get that? She says, I love this stuff in high school. I remember it.
You paying her?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Good money. Sure. Hey, good money.
You pay her?
Yes.
She's a tutor. I would pay anyone else to tutor
my
son.
That's not her job.
Yeah.
I thought she was just doing it to be nice.
I mean,
Maybe she was, but Eddie's still like, I'm paying.
I mean, you have to pay a tutor. Yeah. You can't do that for free.
I think she's offering a better deal than what the standard tutors charge. They're pretty expensive.
Does she tutor you, Mike? What subject? Yeah, she's really smart.
She's so smart.
Yeah, up next, here he is. Lunchbox, take us home. Go ahead, take us home.
Well, last weekend, I went to my cousin's wedding, and I had to put my dog at one of the, you know, like doggy daycares, boarding places or whatever. And, well, I come home this week, you know, got the dog, and he's doing this all day. And I take him to the vet, has kennel cough. So I had to, you know, go to the vet. I had to buy antibiotics. And so I need to know if I can present my cousin with the vet bill, because I would never have given my dog would have never got kennel cough if I didn't go to the wedding.
It's such a weird way of thinking about things.
Like, the answer is no.
Invoicing your cousin because you put your dog in a place so you could go to the wedding?
Yes. Because if I didn't go to the wedding, I would have had my dog at home.
It's not a business expense.
Oh my gosh.
You can't.
You went to the wedding because you wanted to.
Right, to support my cousin.
Your choices.
Yeah, a lot of you here.
Even where you sent the dog, your choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I had one choice.
No. There's a lot of places.
No, Lexi Hayden.
There are even people you could have watched.
She'll come watch your dog at your house.
Yeah, well, the one time I did have one person stay at my house, they took a couple of my dishes, and I had to extend their stay an extra 6 days because that's when my son got put. It was really awkward. So they were like, so you want me to stay an extra 6 days at your house? Cool.
Did they?
They did.
Okay. Well, yeah. That sounds like a good experience.
And they had parties.
What?
Wait, so you hired a dog sitter, they had to stay an extra 6 days, and then they had parties at your house?
I think so, because they took, I mean, the neighbors were like, oh, there's always, they had some people out in the backyard, and there was a lot of beer cans.
But you paid them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure it wasn't like, was it Cody?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no, it was someone off
I was thinking the same thing.
That dog app, like, Paw.
Don't say it.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, there were a lot of options. I don't think you should invoice your cousin, though. It's her wedding.
Okay.
So, yes. Okay, up next. Amy, you're up. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
Okay, so my son's football team, we're headed to the championship game, and so I guess the coaches need all hands on deck, and they asked for parent volunteers to hold the blocking pads, and they even put in parentheses, you too, moms. And I was like...
So you're wondering...
Yeah, some of these... I mean, my son happens to be tiny, but some of these other kids are huge.
So you're wondering if you should hold the blocking pads?
Yeah, like, will I get hurt?
No, you won't get hurt. Do it.
Yeah, please try it.
I guess it depends what drill they're doing.
You're going to totally get hurt.
If they're trying to run through you, probably.
Okay.
If they're just using their hands and, like, doing those, you're probably fine. But I think you should do it.
Absolutely.
I don't think they would put you in a situation where you'll get hurt. So okay. All hands on deck, including yours. Please hold the blocking pads and please record it.
Okay.
Yes.
Please do a video. Okay, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he used to live off government cheese. Now he sees shoes and says, give me these. Oh. Bobby Bones.
Right, thank you very much. Very true, very true. I started watching a new show on Amazon. It's if you have Amazon Prime, it's called Peripheral. Anybody else watching it?
No, yeah. But I saw the picture of
Never
it.
Never heard of it.
It is. My wife picked it, and halfway through it, she went, oh, no, I picked a new show.
It looks wacky.
So it's about a couple, 10 years in the future, a brother and sister, and it's like virtual reality. You guys ever see Ready Player One?
Yes.
So it's kind of like that, but it gets a lot crazier because then they're asking them to test it out, but it turns out when they test it out, it's not exactly what it seems.
Oh, no.
It's awesome.
Like in the preview, I saw like a car disappearing or something. They're like, it's awesome. There's a car, but it's not really there.
So even the today is 10 years in the future, but then it's awesome.
Yeah, you lost me.
So I read the synopsis. It sounds terrible.
The what?
Synopsis.
What is synopsis? He from, Wisconsin?
Synopsis, yeah.
Oh, what? Synopsis, yeah. Synopsis?
It says, somewhere on the edges of this sci-fi vision is a compelling narrative. But, oh, this is not the synopsis. This is the consensus.
It says, set in the future when technology has suitably altered society, a woman discovers a secret connection to an alternate reality as well as the dark future of her own. I mean, what? That's,
It's good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like perfect. Sleep. It's got fighting. It's got future. It's got a little bit of, like, virtual reality.
The technology.
It's, oh, man, it's perfect. I love
that stuff.
There's only three episodes out. We've watched all three of them. I love it. Right now. Mike, have you watched it? Oh, man, it's perfect.
And if she's like, oh, no, I picked a you show, but how does she feel about
she
it
She likes
now?
It now.
Oh,
but
she does?
Yeah, okay. She was like, I picked a you show. Oh, no. And then I just act like I hate it. I'm like, I hate this show. I guess I'll watch it for you. So it's called Peripheral on Amazon Prime. That's my recommendation. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones, my wife. It's about to turn the big 3-0. For the past few months, she's gone back and forth about wanting to do something big to mark the occasion. One day, she said, maybe I should just have a big party and do it right. I know her well enough to understand that was directed at me, meaning I should organize the party. And I'd be happy to, except I've been down this road before. Here's the problem. She tends to find social situations extremely stressful. The last time I threw her a proper party was for her 25th birthday, and she did not enjoy it. Every few minutes, she had to duck into the bedroom because she was hyperventilating from social anxiety. I think she views parties like kids view eating their vegetables. She knows socializing is healthy, so she forces herself to do it, but she doesn't enjoy it. So I'm hesitant to throw a party. My dilemma is if I don't do the party, she may feel like I've overlooked her special birthday. If I do throw the party, it will likely make her miserable. What should I do? Signed, Nick.
Wow.
Nick, it's an easy answer. It's throw her a party. Now, your party can be all different kinds of things, but you are not in any circumstance to ignore or do nothing because of her general well-being, because your general well-being will not be good.
That's
if
correct.
You do nothing.
Yeah.
You have to do something. And maybe it's a little better 5 years later. Maybe it can be smaller. Maybe it can be with people she's super, super comfortable with. But broski, you got to do something. Because if you don't, you will be miserable forever because she will never let you live it down.
She didn't say surprise party. So can he work with her to set the party up?
I think that is an excellent idea. But she's going to be like, I don't know. I don't. He's going to have to take the lead. It doesn't have to be surprise. he could actually plan it on and say, hey, here's what we're going to do and warm her up to it instead of getting her involved, because getting her involved may actually stress her out.
Right. Gotcha.
And she may feel guilt, like, oh, well, I don't, because I do that. I'm like, nobody wants to come to my birthday. They're coming. Oh, they're going to be miserable. Hmm. And then I'm stressed the whole time. I think you plan it with things and people that she is super comfortable with. And then you let her know what you have planned. And it's already in, stamped in concrete, so you can't change it. Therefore, everybody wins. And if she's a little miserable, she'll be more happy that you did it than miserable short term. Boom, the end. Amy?
Good stuff.
Well, I think, too, could you look into planning something that combats stress? Like, get some of her friends together, or even, yeah, you, a few people that are close to her, and y'all all do, like, a massage.
Rub each other.
No.
Oh, I like
sitting
that.
In a circle.
You just woke Lunchbox up.
I mean, go to, you know, a local spa situation, and everybody kind of books and, you know, has a little pamper day for themselves, mm-hmm. or everybody gets a massage, and then you're all together. I've done that with a group of my girlfriends before on my birthday, and it was really relaxing and
nice. I like it. And then you follow that up with a rager.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you get her extra relaxed, so then you can go hard later.
That's right.
Yeah, bro, you got to give her an epic party. Mm. And that could be just a moderate party for her, but it needs to be epic. She needs to feel her heartbeat like this, just so she knows you cared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
That's it. It's going to be awesome. All right, do it. Let us know how it went. Thank you for the email. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah!
Starting us off is Eddie. What's your fun fact for today?
A typical cough travels 60 miles per hour, but a sneeze can go up to 100. Isn't that crazy? That's fast. Ha-choo!
But for how far?
Well, it doesn't say how far. It's the speed of it coming out of your mouth.
I wish I had a button that only I could push.
And just
go, lame.
I think you should get one.
You can probably get one.
Can I get a lame button that's just like I push it? I do it for me too, though. If I tell a story and I'm like, oh, that's lame, I go, lame.
You'll never push it when you say it, though.
That's not true. I just push it once so I can prove I did push it and then never push it again. Okay. How do we feel about that?
That one was lame.
Oh, guys. Right. Oh.
Morgan?
Okay, so this will help you in your fight against a kangaroo, Bobby.
I don't need help. By the way, I'll whoop a kangaroo's butt right now.
You
Bring
do
one in
need
here.
Help.
Bring one in here. Go ahead.
They do a hopping motion called saltation where they hop off their feet and use their tail to balance. It allows them to hop forward, but they can't hop backwards.
That's interesting.
What you're saying is, I know they can't move back. So if I go with the left cross, I know they can't go back.
Yeah, they can't dodge
back. Maybe a little
back.
Lean. Oh, I'd crush a kangaroo. Well, if I got lucky and it was a baby kangaroo, I'd torture it for a while. I'd just let you guys watch.
Okay.
In the boxing ring. I've watched kangaroo. I'm watching some of the kangaroo videos. They do that. They do kangaroo fighting, like with humans.
You've been watching game tape?
I really think I could take a kangaroo. Like, I would bet all the money on me that I could beat up a kangaroo. That's all I'm saying. In a ring. They wouldn't even know what a ring was. I would take advantage of that. Yeah. All right, Lunchbox.
Oh, this one's about the women. Did you know when you're walking down the street, you're at work, every woman you're looking at has on average 21 pairs of panties?
What? Why is it? I don't.
21 pairs of panties.
Yeah, just so you know that the average American woman owns 21 pair of panties.
Why? You know what? He should make a bit out of this and go to a place and be I bet you have 21 pairs of panties.
No.
How many do you have?
And if you're a rare breed, only 10% own 35 or more.
What?
Pairs of panties.
Why did you say panties? Ugh. Did you say underwear? Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound as hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I can tell you, when you say that, it does not sound hot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that interesting? Because, I mean, how many... Amy, how many pairs of panties?
I'm not talking about it.
Amy, you're up.
Weirdo.
Amy, you're up.
Leonardo da Vinci could write with one hand while drawing with the other hand at the same time. And it would all look really good. Like, or paint, whatever.
That's crazy. He's got a brain that works in a way other people's don't. Watch this.
Whoa! Pat your head and rub your stomach.
Yeah. Rub my stomach and then pat your head.
Oh. That's crazy.
Yeah, look at that. Can you do it, Amy?
Basically the same. I just did it.
Do it again. Rub your stomach. No. You know,
you're rubbing both. You're rubbing both.
Amy's like, look, I can do it. And she's doing the same thing on her stomach as her head.
No, I'm No.
We, guys,
what do you want me to do? What do you want
you
me to do?
You had to pat your head and rub your stomach.
Okay.
Go.
No, she's rubbing.
I'm doing it.
Okay. All right. Finally, The terms left wing and right wing came from the French Revolution in 1789. People who supported the king sat on the right side. People who wanted a revolution and wanted change sat on the left. That's where right and left come from.
Interesting.
Right. So it's something that is used a lot. Maybe you didn't know the root of it. I didn't. Now you do.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This couple, Donna and Todd, they were visiting Virginia Beach for a little vacation. They got up early to catch the sunrise, and they're walking on the beach when her husband collapses. He's only 59 years old. She was completely thrown off. Like, what is happening? Well, two guys happen to be surfing. One of them is a physician assistant, and another guy is a local healthcare worker nearby. Yes. And they both were able to start CPR on him while someone else called 911. And then the paramedics arrived and they did the defibrillator. Boom! Second shock. He was awake. So, I mean, these surfers saved his life, though, for sure.
Gnarly, dude.
Dude, yeah. What is that, bruh? No,
he had a gnarly fall.
Whoa.
Let's get the shockers and save his life.
It was definitely one of those things of right place, right time.
They're doctors. So. They don't really talk like that.
They are surfing doctors.
Yeah, that's right. True.
Hang 10, man. Clear. Dun, dun.
That's what I imagine it all sounded like.
Probably just like that.
Cowabunga, he's alive.
Cowabunga.
All right, great story, Amy. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing
right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know, his name is Russell Dickerson. He's got four number ones, including yours. But I came to life. Blue Tacoma. Blue Tacoma, California. Every Little Thing. 'Cause I love. And Love You Like I Used To. I don't love you like I used to. Got a new album out today called Russell Dickerson. He's got a new song called She Likes It with Jake Scott. She likes it when I pour tequila. Here he is now, Russell Dickerson. Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Russell Dickerson.
What's up, Russell? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, bro? I'm great. How you feeling today?
I'm pretty good. Somebody had asked me, and you could probably figure it out. We don't have to say, but somebody in our similar professional community had asked me a few months ago. They said, what kind of guy is Russell? And I'm thinking about working with him. And I was like, I said, that guy, he works hard. You tell him what time to be there, he'll be there. He has a great attitude, and he will perform, like no doubt about it. And that is how I describe you whenever you were not around, like a hardworking, good dude. And that relationship ended up happening, and so all is good. But that's what I think about you. Now, what do you say about me when I'm not around? Go ahead.
Dude, honestly, hardest worker in the room, always shows up with a smile, motivated, you know, changes the atmosphere of the room for the better every time.
We like that. Russell Dickerson, here he is. Woo! Right. He's got a new record. His new record is out today. Now, it's self-titled, but it's your third record. Why now?
That's the million-dollar question. Honestly, I just feel like I picked 15 songs that I just freaking love that I've listened to over and over. It wasn't like, oh, this will be a great radio record, or this will be a great, I don't know, psychedelic hip-hop record. You know what I mean? Like, it's just Russell Dickerson. There's no, it's not like this crazy genre-defining thing. It's just like, it's just me. It's Russell Dickerson.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad it's you, because if I bought a Russell Dickerson record and it was like Dylan Scott or Kane Brown, I'd be so confused. You are 6'4". Is that accurate?
I am, yeah.
Can you tell me something difficult about being 6'4"?
Airplanes, dude. Airplanes are tough. Every time you stand up, as soon as the pilot lands, like, welcome to Nashville, bam, hit your head on the friggin' overhead compartment. Mm-hmm. Every time.
So about for the second time you do that, probably you know that.
Yeah, you learn quick.
Yeah,
then, you know, every plane's different. You don't know how much clearance you got. Mm. And sometimes they're lower than you think.
What about standing at ball games or concerts? I would imagine you can't do that as freely because you are a tall guy.
Dude, so many looks, so many just passive aggressive huffs under their breath. You know, I'm like, just say something. Like, I'll sit down. I don't mind. But yeah, always, man. I'm just, I try to make my way back in any room. Like, I always, obviously in pictures, always in the back. Concerts, you know, try to be respectful of my ginormous self.
Yeah, that'd be cool to be ginormous.
Mm-hmm. Always jealous.
Yeah, that'd be cool to be ginormous.
I'm jealous.
Is it important for you to co-write the songs now that are on your records at this part of your career?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel like I've found such a great group of people that help me just pull out the best songs and stories and push me and to go deeper, to dig like emotionally deeper. And yeah, I mean, I think if it's the right group of people, I think it's incredible to co-write.
What about kids' music now? You do have a son, he's getting older. And now that the music is growing a little with him, do you think you could put out a pretty cool kids' record?
I think I would crush a kid's record. I honestly think about it all the time. I'm like, these songs just need like a sick beat behind them. Like they're too straight, you know. They need some hi-hats and some 808s.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about kids' music the other day. More 808s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kick drums.
More 808s. Give the kids what they want.
Russell Dickerson's on with us right now. His new album is out today. It is titled Russell Dickerson. So if you search for it, you're going to get it. But what about, I mean, it's you, right? It's just you and your name, the album name. But the name of every other song you've ever done is under Russell Dickerson as well. Is there any confusion there when we type that in?
I mean, sounds like you'll just get all of it.
Yeah.
Get the full Russell Dickerson experience. Mm-hmm.
And that is quite an experience. Hey, what was it like the first time you went out with Tim McGraw and he called you out to do the song at the end in his set?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so all the openers came out on that song and we were all just sitting backstage like, is this really about to happen? Like, I literally earlier this year before Tim McGraw asked me on tour, I was covering I Like It, I Love It. Like, I played it in the set every night. And the fact that how quickly a year can turn around, like, I'm just covering this guy. Next thing we know, we're on tour with Tim McGraw, and he's calling us out on stage with him to sing I Like It, I Love It. And it's just this, I don't know, that's kind of like an unexplainable feeling, man.
Russell Dickerson's on, and I looked up the top five most Googled questions about you. Now, sometimes these can be a little dicey. Would you like to go through this with me, or are you nervous and scared? You can pick either one.
No, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, how long has Russell Dickerson been married?
Ooh, 9 years. Great question.
Cool. Number two, is Russell Dickerson's new album good?
Hey, that's not for me to decide for you. You got to decide for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't Russell Dickerson nominated for a CMA?
Ooh, see? Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's your answer here?
I don't know if I have an answer for that one. I wish I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, take it from somebody who's been blackballed. You're not blackballed. You're still very well loved. And I don't have an answer either, Russell. You should definitely be in the mix there. I'm just letting you know. Has Russell ever performed at an awards show?
I have not.
Not even like CMT Awards?
No. You're right. CMT Awards, the new artist.
Yeah, on the stage.
A new artist thing. Yep.
I know everything about him.
Yours there. You're right.
Yeah. And then
better than I know myself.
Finally, the final question about you. Is Russell Dickerson the country singer in a tank top?
Wow. Okay. I'm glad this has caught on. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is me. Hi. Nice to meet you.
That's right. There he is. He's got a new record out today. I'm going to ask you this final question because we were playing some of the clips earlier from the record. Of all 15 tracks... Mm-hmm. If someone says you got to play one of the tracks and this really is the one that represents this record and where Russell Dickerson is today as a creative, what track do you tell them to listen to?
Honestly, I would say the first one, Blame It On Being Young. It's I think that just kind of shows the depth of this record. Like a lot of my songs, you know, I'm kind of like the country love song guy. But this one goes like way deeper back into my life, like 16, 17, all the dumb stuff we used to do. And it just, I don't know. I was able since COVID in 2021, like able to dig way deeper, go, you know, just dig deeper into who Russell Dickerson is. And I feel like that song brought out a whole new perspective of who Russell Dickerson is.
We're going to play a little bit of Blame It On Being Young right here.
Blame it on being young.
Okay, Russell, album's out.
Love it.
Good luck. CMAs are coming up. Are you going?
I think so. I think we're going to be there, regardless of the no nominations. Thank you, Google questions.
I think that means people are wondering why you aren't. The people are upset about this.
Yeah. I mean, I feel loved. Mm-hmm. I mean, the concern makes me feel loved.
Mm-hmm. And then... do you know what you're wearing? Can you give us a little heads up on what Russell Dickerson might be wearing to the CMAs?
That is a big TBD. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, my wife is at the kitchen island right now scrolling through ASOS trying to find a dress to wear.
I like where we are right now in this interview. All right, the new album's out today. It's Russell Dickerson. Clap your hands for our friend Russell. Woo! Russell, congratulations, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Love y'all.
All right, see you, Russell. Bye. Here's a voicemail from Teddy.
Amy said that listening to familiar podcasts calms and gives relief to your body and brain. I just wanted to say y'all did that, so congrats. Y'all make me chill out when I go to sleep. before I get up and go to school too. So I just wanted to say, y'all comfort me with y'all's podcast and love the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. Leave us a voicemail anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. Although it'd be tough. We do a lot of yelling. Lunchbox gets loud.
He does yell.
It'd be tough. It'd be tough to listen to this when you're
when we play games.
Yeah, you should go to. Mm-hmm. We hope you listen to this when you go to sleep, but it'd be tough. Here's Megan in New Mexico.
Everybody go out, make your fake Eddie profile. Get on it. Start messaging people. No scams. Just start pretending you're Eddie, and then they'll verify him. Let's see if it works. Oh,
that's not a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Oh, really?
Somebody's going to scam somebody in your name.
Yeah.
And it's happened to me, and it ain't good.
I don't have any scammers in my, with my picture on. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, that's how you know you made
it? Yeah, yeah.
Scamming in your name? All right, thank you for the voicemails. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Does Arkansas play this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Liberty, tomorrow.
Yeah?
3 o'clock. Okay. I'll be there.
Oh, you are?
No, I'm like in my heart.
Oh, in your heart.
I was like,
okay.
What?
I've been gone. No, I'm like, I'll be there watching. I've been gone every weekend for like 100 years.
I was like, this is the game you're
going to. I'm
going
to be home. Hey, they're ranked number 23.
I know.
But yes, I'll be watching intently. Why?
Well, I have how long it's going to take you to get over the game if they happen to lose.
Oh, I know that. Never.
Mm. No.
You eventually get over it.
No, I have more hope than that for people. When a team loses that you are obsessed with, the average time of getting over the loss is 3 days.
Oh.
That's awesome. That should be good news to you that most people get over a loss.
I'm not most people. I don't get over losses.
I know, but like you
especially
should strive to be
no, I'm
going
to tell you one time. One time.
Okay, here we go.
No. I need everybody to sit up straight and listen to the story because it's a good one.
Okay.
One time, they said, Bobby, Eddie, you guys come play. You're playing in Little Rock at War Memorial Stadium after the Arkansas game.
Oh, boy, not this one.
And I was like, wow. They're playing. You're playing Toledo. Arkansas's playing Toledo. Go to the game. Afterward, big concert. The Raging Idiots and Brad Paisley. We're playing together. Celebrate the game. After the game, we go, we lose the game. We have to go play a show with, I don't know, 15,000 people watching. And everybody was sad, including me. I didn't even want to go on stage. I was like, I'm not going out there. This sucks. This is stupid. I hate life. I didn't get over it. I'm still not over it. Listen to my voice now. That's
been
five.
He's not over it yet.
It's 6 years.
I know. I was going to say that's still in the 3-day window, so you have every right to not be
no,
over
I'm
it.
No, I'm still about right now.
No, he's still mad now.
The dumbest thing. I remember Brad going, I'm never playing after a game again. I don't care who they're playing. So dumb. I hate it. I'm not over it.
Mm-hmm. Next, 6 years.
Next story.
Okay, so you like the show Shark Tank?
I like it if it's on. There's nothing else on. I can sit and watch a bunch of episodes.
You like the show Punk'd from back in the day?
I did when I was 19.
That's a good show.
I thought you'd be more excited about this merger situation that's happening. There's a new show called The Prank Panel. It's in the works for ABC, and it's Johnny Knoxville, Eric Andre, and Gabourey Sidibe, and they are going to hear pitches from people on who they want to prank, and if they like the idea, they'll help them put together the ultimate prank and pull it off and record
that's
the whole
funny.
Thing.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
Willie Nelson's former Tennessee home, the home that actually inspired Shotgun Willie, has hit the market for $2.5 million.
How big is it? Is it a shotgun house?
There's lots of land, and then there's like, it's 150 acres, there's three little cabins on it. And one of the cabins, I guess in the 70s, caught fire, and Willie ran inside once he saw it ablaze, and he grabbed a bag of weed and his guitar named Trigger. And so I don't know.
He still has Trigger. Yeah, I've touched Trigger.
Him going back in there for that gave him the nickname Shotgun Willie.
He lived in a shotgun house.
No.
You know what a shotgun house is, right?
Mm-mm. Is it like long?
It's long because you can shoot a shotgun from the front door to the back.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that makes sense. Oh, it's a cool story to tell.
Yeah, I mean, there's only been two owners of this land, Willie and the current people that own it.
I don't know if that story's worth $1 million, but I have a friend who has a truck that Aaron Rodgers used to own.
Oh.
Really?
And he won't stop talking about it. He talks about it all the time. But I'm not sure that... I think he's been had.
That's
there's
funny.
Like no proof.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's like, no, Aaron Rodgers used to have this truck. Who said? The guy that sold it to me.
Mm.
Are you sure? Anybody can say that. Amy, is that it?
Yep. Oh, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Kevin Hartwell was at the Phillies game last week, and he had his son and daughter with him when Rhys Hoskins comes to the plate, and it's way back, could be, hits a home run, and they catch the ball. And the Phillies end up winning the game and going to the World Series, and they're like, huh, what do we do with this ball? Or we're going to return it to Rhys. And so when they met Rhys, he signed pictures, bats, took pictures with them, and they said, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And here's the son and daughter talking about it.
It's probably the most amazing day of my life.
He said he was thankful for us because he really wanted that ball.
He said he was giving us the stuff because we were being generous by giving him the ball back.
I'll never forget that.
Never.
And they probably didn't know that would happen just by them giving the ball back. Would you have given the ball back?
I would have requested something like they did. I mean, they didn't request something. But I'm saying it wasn't like I was going to go home and be able to sell that ball for millions of dollars. Because
you could probably get $10,000 for it.
You think just a random ball?
Home run ball.
The ball that got him to the World Series, basically.
Kind of.
Yeah, but yes.
Well, do these players really want that ball?
Some do if they aren't super accomplished in that. They haven't done a whole bunch of trophy case type
things. Okay, got you.
Yeah, I think he would. It's a National League Championship Series home run. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pretty big deal for him. So he gets to put it on his wall or in his trophy case. It's cool, but it's awesome that he gave him bats and balls. Like, I would ask, hey, I'm going to need an autographed bat and I'm going to need World Series tickets. They didn't get World Series tickets. Came up short. Don't you think?
I mean,
all the power's in your hands when you get that ball.
But I don't think that was their idea. It wasn't like, I'm going to go and present my power. It was, I'm just going to give the ball back. And anything they got was a bonus.
Yeah.
Because I used to think about it like when Sammy Sosa was chasing the record back in 98. I thought, oh, if I ever catch one of the historic home runs, I would. And they're like, oh, sell it. Either I'm going to sell it or they're going to let me sing the seventh inning stretch. I was going to negotiate.
Mm-hmm. That'd have been a tough one. Probably would have allowed it, though.
And that, I mean, you got to think about those things. When you go to a game and a big ball's coming, you got to be like, all right.
Okay, man, that's one thing we look out for is big balls. All right, that's it. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
A voicemail from V in Temple, Texas.
Good morning, studio. I was sitting at work today, and I came across this website called claimittexas.gov, and it's a website that has unclaimed money, like if you had a refund that was issued to you and they couldn't find you or your address, they put it on this website. And I got bored, and I looked up Lunchbox's name, and it shows that there's a place here that owes Lunchbox $50. I know he's a businessman trying to make that money, so you might want to look into that Lunchbox. It's called claimittexas.gov. Somebody owed you some money.
Come yeah.
on, looking out.
That's legit, too.
You on it already?
I'm on it right now.
You look it up and let us know how much you're owed.
I mean, but did he look up Lunchbox's real name or Jason Gibble?
No, he had to do the real name.
I doubt Lunchbox has any money owed to them. And Jason Gibble is not his real name. So let us know, Lunchbox.
Well, I mean, yeah, right there, $50 from something. And then there's a bunch of my name. And you go down to San Antonio, Texas. I used to live there, but I don't know if it's for me.
Wow, there's a lot of you.
There's $40, $31, bucks, $37,
$38, $30, $25, $31, $40. Oh, this is all you.
I get all this?
Yeah.
You have to fill it out.
That's a pretty good. You give this person 10% of that for telling you
about
it.
Why not?
Okay. All right, now let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
So I was going to tell a time traveling joke.
Okay.
But you guys didn't like it.
Oh, that's a good one.
You'd love that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was the morning corny.
I love time travel.
Lunchbox still doesn't get it, guys.
She was going to tell a time travel joke, but we didn't
but
like
I
it.
But I traveled to the future and y'all didn't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's already done it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
No, I hate it. This time travel stuff is just annoying.
Coming up, do you throw a birthday party for a significant other if they hate birthday parties? That's the question this listener's dealing with. We'll hear their story. Lunchbox, how are you going to get this money?
I just hit continue to file claim. Mm-hmm. Next. Oh, claim relationship.
Oh, I'm owed some money.
I have one
for $486.
What?
Here. Whoa, you give me 10%.
Let's go.
For what? You did nothing.
But without this guy calling about me, you wouldn't know about it.
I've got a $486, I've got a $2630, and I've got a $54.99.
This is great.
I'm rich.
Is this real?
Yes.
Promise?
How do you know?
This is how you
fall for scams. No. You just yell the word yes.
Because it's .gov. It's .gov, so it can't be a scam.
Yes, and I personally have retrieved money from here under my name.
Okay. Well, I'd like to have this money, please. I did a comedy show, and in the comedy show about a week and a half ago, I said, hey, if I were hosting the CMAs, this would be my monologue. They've never let me host the CMAs, so I'm just going to do it now. And I had about 1,000 people in the crowd, and they were awesome, and we just acted like we were at the CMAs. We put all the digital boards, I came out, introduction, and I just started going in. And I started making fun of everybody. And not malicious, but I just being hilarious, I thought, hilarious. And so somebody recorded it from the crowd, and they'd sent it to a few people, and I started to get some threats, and like, hey, if you release this, either physically or we're going to cancel you, la, 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 la. So I haven't released it. I've released a couple of the jokes that were tame on my TikTok at Mr. Bobby Bones. But I want to get our boss on, who's head of all of country music, and get his feedback because I just sent him the video to watch like 15 minutes ago. He hadn't seen it. All right, this is Rod Phillips, the head of country music here. You watched the video. What'd you think?
Number one, I mean, it's funny.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, thank you.
For sure.
For sure. Go ahead.
I don't know where this conversation is going. Let's start with it's funny, and there's other comments and commentary, but what's up?
If I release the whole video, am I going to be canceled?
Canceled, no. But there's definitely some insider stuff that is sort of, you know, we know about things because we hear about things that maybe isn't just top of mind, even if you're a massive country fan that you know exactly what that's about.
I mean, you think I shared things that the general public doesn't know in my comedy act when talking about country artists?
Probably didn't share things they don't know, but probably not things they think of, depending on which, you know, which artist you sort of, let's call it, made fun of. I mean, and look, my mentality is let's all make fun of
yes,
of each other all the time.
Roast.
So I'm fine with it, but not everybody is fine with it, which is probably your concern about did it dig too far in some of the jokes, and are people going to get upset about it?
If I were to do that and I was hosting the CMAs, would it not be the funniest CMA monologue in the history of the CMA monologue?
Listen, I'll go back to the beginning. I mean, it was legit funny. I think that with the CMA show, there's a lot of that where they try to dig on people, and the hair stuff and some of those comments are natural. There were others that probably went deeper that not everybody would think was funny if it was them.
Mm-hmm. So
it's funny unless it's you, right?
Yeah, but I'm okay. I like people making fun of me because I feel like if anyone takes a few minutes to make fun of me on a stage, that means I'm important enough to be made fun of. And this town, this format takes itself way too seriously. Don't we agree, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like old crotcheties that are 25 to 40 years old. That being said, which artist do you think I probably went a little too hard on, in your opinion?
Well, the stuff that probably won't go over well if you're that person, the Chase joke, probably FGL, and the rest of it, I think, was fine. I might be forgetting one. Those are the two that stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with me, by the way? I am curious. Like,
I feel the one I was most, and I was just going to put it out and just deal with the consequences, but like 80 people were like, no. And then I started to go, people going, hey, we're going to leak it and you're going to get in trouble. But the Morgan Wallen joke at the beginning, I didn't think was over the line, but I thought it would definitely stir some people up.
Yeah, that might be one that feels, you know, too soon.
Again, oh, I like that one.
It's funny.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's funny. So what do you think if I just release the whole video?
Well, let me ask you this. Where does it live now? Like, does it exist?
Nowhere. No. Somebody has a recording from the show, and it's been spread around. So I said, okay, well, if somebody's going to have it and threaten me to release it, I'm going to produce my own version of it. And if it ever gets released, I'm just going to load mine up instead. And if they have to watch it, at least they can watch it in full context with camera angles and laughs and stuff. Do you think I should release it, yes or no?
Man, now you put me on the spot.
If you were me, would you put it out?
Has everybody else voted?
No, I never asked them because they're all going to say yes.
They
wanted to see Rome burn. So,
not burn, just have a little fun.
Listen, you just asked me if I were you, would I put it out? If I were you, I would put it out. But that's my job is to make it. Are we sure that's where it should go?
Mm-hmm.
You should put it out. But should we put it out? It's funny, but everybody knows you're funny. So what's the goal of putting it out? To highlight CMA? Probably not. To you know, take the next step to host CMA?
Yeah.
Probably not. And does it help her? So, man, this is a tough one.
We need an answer. You're known for your decisions. You're one of the highest ranking executives in the company. You are often credited for making quick decisions at an elite level.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yes, constantly. That's what his Wikipedia says. Mm-hmm. What do you say, yes or no?
In my role, and it's a great spot. Our country is a giant thing we have to pay attention to. So I have to be more politically correct and say don't put it out. But if I'm Bobby, because you can be a little more transparent and it's a little more personal, you can put it out. I wouldn't say yeah, let's put that out.
Okay, I think he's saying
put it out.
He's sending a message that says, "Bobby, put it out yourself." But I can't be on air saying that.
Yes, he is saying, "I think you should."
That's stretched. Now we're stretching.
No. That's what he's saying.
Okay, this is our. I'll let you go. I know you got a lot of big decisions to make. You're high-ranking executive, making a lot of decisions. I'm holding up time right now. But so what you're saying is, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and I got
that's,
it.
Yeah.
I hear it. I hear the wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the phone.
What I'm saying is, if I'm having a bad part of my day today, I'm going to go back and watch the video because it's funny.
Okay.
It's funny.
There he is. He said no officially. We heard him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's Rod Phillips, our big boss. All right, Rod. Thank you very much. Hope you have an awesome day.
Sweat over here. I'm sweating.
Okay. Well, have a great day. Thank you for your time.
All right.
All right, see you. There he is. All right, well.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I come off confused.
I know.
You know what to do.
Yeah. No, really.
I think it does help the CMAs. One.
Yeah, you're talking about it.
The CMAs are coming up in a few days. I think it's the greatest promotion ever. Secondly, I think it. It probably doesn't help me host it, but who cares? They're never going to let me host it anyway.
It might. What if someone listening is like, listen, it's so funny. We need this.
They blackballed me already. You can't get any worse. What's the difference?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You can only go up from
Eddie,
here.
Eddie, you know what I say? Put it out.
Oh, no.
Put it out. Put it out.
Come on, Amy. Put it out.
Hold on. Uh-huh. I'm thinking of the people that if you're the person, if you really can't take a joke, like, and their feelings are hurt.
I've already been told someone's going to beat me up.
Other people... Yeah.
That's what they do for a living.
And that means they're hurting, because hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be hurt by it.
I'm sure the internet has said worse things about them than this.
Well, this isn't bad. I'm just poking for friendship.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's not bad.
Can you put a disclaimer? This is just a joke?
Nope. Well, it's called comedy.
It's just a joke.
Someone robbed a McDonald's in New Orleans last month. One of the employees, 16 years old, called 911. Her mom picked up.
What?
Her mom was a 911 operator.
That's crazy. Wow.
The mom works at the call center. She kept her daughter calm, but you know how hard it would be to be calm if you're that mom?
Yeah.
When your daughter's in a robbery? Like, that's extra. How do you stay calm when your daughter's got a gun on her and your job is to keep her calm? So that's what happened. And the woman who robbed the place had locked everyone in the freezer. By the way, a woman robbed the place. How often do you see that?
Wow.
Locked everybody in there. Everybody's okay. But I have the call. Do you want to hear it?
Yes. Yeah.
Here you go.
Mama, please hurry up. She got a gun.
We're gonna hurry. Give me a description.
She got a mask on. She got somebody outside. And she got us in the freezer, Mama. Please.
You in the freezer?
Yeah, she has us in the freezer.
I was very worried because I didn't want my mama to have to bury her youngest child. Knowing that I could have lost my life, but she saved my life, I was very happy.
She said McDonald's, so I'm saying, what is your location at McDonald's? It's me, Tania, on Claiborne. Mama, help. Where it broke me down was when my child said, we're in the freezer.
Isn't that crazy? Because she didn't know she was going to get her mom. She just called 911. And then she has to go, Mom, it's me. That's a crazy story. Speaking of restaurants, we had this clip from TikTok last week. And it went viral because there was an incident where this, I believe, waitress stomped on the glasses of the person.
Yes.
Right, right. Here is a clip of the incident.
To the girls that ran out and didn't pay their tab, you left your glasses.
Stomped her glasses. And I was like, that's a bit much. Okay, but here's her explanation for why she did it.
This group of girls racked up a tab of food and drinks that I worked hard to serve of over $125 that they dined and dashed on that ultimately had to come out of my wallet. I was constantly warned by my manager that any lost tabs were going to be coming out of my wallet, and that is what happened. I was not seeking vengeance for the restaurant. I'm literally a minimum wage worker trying to make my rent. If you're seeing this and you're thinking of dining and dashing, please don't.
So Lunchbox wanted to get to the bottom of it because I said, you know, when I waited tables, if someone wanted to rent off, they wouldn't charge me for it because it's not my fault, and I ain't making any money, not really. So let's see what's happening now. So here's the call. Lunchbox, who'd you call first?
I called a restaurant. It's a chain. You can go to any city, find it.
Sit down. Okay. Here you go.
This is speaking. How may I help you?
I got a question for you. So let's say a customer comes in, orders a bunch of wings, orders some beers, and then they run out without paying the tab. Who is responsible for paying that tab? Is it the waiter and waitress, or do they have no responsibility for that?
I would say the waiter, because they should be responsible for their own tables, but I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, could I talk to a manager, just because I have that question, because I'm doing research because I see these news stories about people that dine and dash, and if the waiter or waitress is responsible. So we're just trying to get to the bottom of the case.
I got you. Give me 1 second.
All right. Thank you.
It almost sounds like when he calls initially, he wants to do it, and he's like, here, like, hey, so if someone comes in and they steal food.
It does sound like that. Like
let's just say.
Casing the restaurant. So they get the manager. Here you go.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So my manager is currently busy right now, but she said the restaurant will be responsible for paying the tab.
So the waiter or waitress will not have this money taken out of their paycheck?
Right. The waiter wouldn't have to pay anything out of pocket. The restaurant would pay for it.
Okay, but we want to encourage people not to dine and dash.
Correct.
Good. Here's the second call. Go ahead.
This is from how can I take care of you today?
Hi, how you doing today?
I am very well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I got a question for you.
I have an answer.
So I read a bunch of news stories, and you hear stories about how when a customer goes into a restaurant and they dine and dash, the waiter or waitress has to pay for it. Is this true?
No, sir, absolutely not. The server does not have to pay for a dine and dash.
Okay, but we want to encourage people, do not dine and dash. I just wanted to make sure that was, because, man, I was feeling bad for the waiter and waitresses out there.
No. They don't have to pay, absolutely not.
She had an answer. There you go. Yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't have to pay if people left or didn't leave. I think that girl was lying.
So she's I think she was just lying.
I knew I smelled a rat as soon as that video aired. All right, Lunchbox, good job. You should get some sort of investigative reporting award. Like, I mean,
for real.
Everybody hates on him. But
you know,
the
they always do those, like, Channel 5 investigates.
You can apply for one of those, for those awards.
An Emmy?
Oh, yeah, something. Bro,
do it. I'll support you.
I will.
Make your Emmy package right now.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
It's time for everyone's favorite easy trivia game, Easy Trivia. Lunchbox, you're up first. The easiest trivia game ever.
Love it.
How many quarters are there in a dollar?
4.
Correct.
Boom.
The category is money, Eddie. Pesos is the currency of what country?
Mexico.
Correct. Morgan, a Benjamin would be the nickname for what U.S. bill?
A Benjamin, 100.
Correct. Amy, what U.S. coins were originally made of pure copper?
Pennies.
Correct. It's that easy. You made through the second round. Just in case you're wondering, if you miss it, you hear this sad sound.
You've been boned.
You don't want to be boned. Lunchbox is on a roll. He's not only the champion. By the way, he's never been close to winning the championship until he won the championship. And now he's leading this season, too, with 3 wins.
Wow.
Come on.
Lunchbox 3, Eddie 2, Amy 1, Morgan, hi.
Hello.
Good. The category is meat. Huh? Lunchbox.
Yeah, women think I'm a piece of meat.
Bacon comes from what animal?
Pig.
Correct. Eddie, what kind of round beef is this song on top of spaghetti?
Meatballs.
Correct. On top of spaghetti, all covered in cheese. I don't know, dude. Good job.
I don't know, man.
What kind of meat is used to make buffalo wings, Morgan?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I don't eat meat. Buffalo wings, I believe it's chicken.
Correct.
I want her to say buffalo so bad.
Amy, venison is from what animal?
Deer.
Correct. The next category is continents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what's the smallest continent?
I got it. Australia.
Correct.
Oh, gosh, that took me a minute.
Really?
Eddie, what's the coldest continent?
The coldest? Antarctica.
Correct. Morgan, what continent is Mexico a part of?
North America.
Correct.
Woo!
Amy, France, Germany, and Spain are on what continent?
Europe.
Correct. The category is animals. We speed it up just a little.
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox, how many tentacles does an octopus have?
8.
Correct. Eddie, what's the largest bird in the world?
An ostrich.
Correct. Morgan, what reptile is best known for the ability to be able to change their colors?
A chameleon.
Correct. Amy, what reptile has the strongest bite force?
A reptile. A bite. Oh! Well, it's either alligator or crocodile. Right? Bite force? Crocodile.
Correct.
Golly.
Wow.
What the?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. They're the same.
Yeah, they are
basically
the same.
The category is famous dates in Bobby Bone Show history. Lunchbox, whose birthday on the show is June 25th?
What?
I don't know.
This is crazy.
Whose birthday is June 25th? How the heck would I know that? I'll go with Mike D.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Why did I think that was Lunchbox's birthday?
I knew that.
The lunch is July.
July 25th.
No, you can't be saying it.
Oh, shoot.
He's not going to do all birthdays.
I'm not doing all birthdays. I see the questions in front of me.
Oh, okay. All
right. Woo!
Eddie,
what monumental event happened to me on November 19th, 2018? What monumental event happened to me on November 19th, 2018?
November? Is that when you won Dancing with the Stars? I'd say that's when you won Dancing with the Stars.
Correct.
Woo!
Morgan, famous dates. What month did I get married in?
Ooh, that... oh, gosh. It was a summer month, and now I got... Oh, gosh, it was at the... Hold on. We went into vacation afterwards. I believe it was... between the two J's. June.
Incorrect.
Dang it! I knew it!
Then there's
the month you were supposed to get married.
July,
the month people thought you got
married.
Amy,
January 26th is Bobby Bones Day. Where? January 26th is officially Bobby Bones Day. In what U.S. city?
What? I honestly did not know that there was in the city.
January 26th is Bobby Bones Day, officially recognized by the city. What U.S. city?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know. I'm just going to think until you count me down. Okay, Austin.
Correct.
Oh my God.
Austin, Texas. Correct. Okay, we're at border break.
I knew there was a key. Did you get a key?
That's a key to the city. No, that's what you see on TV.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think Urkel got one of those when he saved a kid from a fire or something. All right, we're going to come back. Three people remain. Okay. Morgan, hi.
Hi.
All right, good. We'll come back. More easy trivia next. Three people remain in easy trivia. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Ada James, Willa Gray, Lennon Love are kid names of what country artists? The category is country artist kids. Ada James, Willa Gray, Lennon Love.
Ada James. Say them again.
Ada James, not Etta James.
Oh, that's a...
She sings Adlai.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I was like, what?
Ada James, Willa Gray, and Lennon Love.
They're a country artist...
Kids.
Daughters. We'll go with Tim McGraw.
Oh.
You've been booed.
Wow! Whoa. Down goes the champ.
And he's out.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, man, Thomas Rhett, dude. T-Rhett.
How am I supposed to know that? That's not easy.
That was.
Very.
Eddie, come on. Easy trivia. Memphis and Navy... are the two kids of what country artist?
That was Jason Aldean.
Correct.
What?
Amy, to stay in the game.
Yep.
Boone and Tennessee Hawkins are the kids of what country artist?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Brad Paisley?
Incorrect. Wow, Eddie went
to the game.
Wow! Who is that, Church?
Eric Church.
Wow, we came back and Eddie took it away. The next question.
Dude, that's
tied up 3-3.
Let's go!
Big win for Eddie. Okay, we'll be back in a second. Wow.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Connecticut. A police officer accidentally broke the computer in his car because he said he was slammed on the brakes. There was raccoons crossing the road. Only problem is he had a dash cam. And he was parked in a parking lot, and he was jamming out to music, and he was using his baton to play the drums.
I felt that.
Boom!
Yeah, me too. Phil Collins.
Drum solo!
I can feel it coming. Yeah, it's good.
All right, so he got fired for lying to the supervisor.
Man. Don't you think I guess the question is, he should know he had a camera on him, right?
Yes!
I mean, but you're in the moment.
No, but to lie about it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, just tell him the truth. Say, man, I got carried away playing the drums.
They probably would have let him go if he said that. Hey,
like,
no problem. You're good.
I was really trying to stay awake, so I was listening to music loud, playing the drums, and it's that drum solo that got real famous in The Hangover. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Before we go, here is Clint from Michigan.
Good morning, studio. So I got a morning corny. It's about Amy, but for Amy. Why would anybody take a shower with their cat? They're feeling dirty. So, Bob Bones, I would like you also to stop saying that Clints are idiots and are dummies. Okay, thank you.
A couple things. One, they're feeling dirty. Feline dirty. Yeah, that's good.
That's
and then two,
good.
I don't know why the name Clint came up when I was talking about somebody doing something dumb. I have no idea. I don't really know a Clint except for Clint Black, and he's awesome.
Uh-huh, and Clint Eastwood.
I don't know Clint Eastwood, though.
Oh, right.
Never met him. But I don't know why that is, but that name, it stuck. I guess because there weren't a lot of them, and I felt like that was a pretty safe name. I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. There is a new episode of 25 Whistles up today, our football podcast. Amy, what's happening with you over the weekend? Anything cool?
Oh, I'm headed to Kansas. I'm going to Wichita, so that'll be so much fun. The word you gave me, the event is going to be so fun.
Could you say what the event is, though, so people listen?
Yes. It's my first.
you'll get there, Amy.
It's the first ever live taping of my podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown, and you can hit up selectaseat.com/Amy. If you want to join, I know there's some seats, but it's going to be so fun.
It's tomorrow in Wichita. It's going to be fun. It is an event that you can go to. There are tickets. You said how fun it was going to be, but you never said what it was.
I know.
We'll work on it.
I'm so excited about it. I can't even speak.
You guys have a great weekend. I'll be watching Arkansas play Liberty. I'll be, I'm home. I'm never home on a weekend.
Yeah, you get
chill. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Have a great one. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.